This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke to Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday and strongly condemned the terror attack in Pahalgam in India. During the telephonic conversation, Mr. Putin conveyed his deepest condolences on the loss of innocent lives and expressed full support to India in the fight against terrorism. He emphasized that the perpetrators of the heinous attack and the supporters must be brought to justice. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, both leaders reiterated their commitment to further deepen the special and privileged strategic partnership between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi conveyed greetings to the President Putin on the celebration of the 80th anniversary of the Victory Day and invited him for the annual summit to be held in India later this year. India and Japan have condemned terrorism in all its forms and reaffirmed their commitment towards strengthening the bilateral relations and contributing towards regional peace. The two nations reviewed the defense and security pillars of the India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership during the bilateral meeting held between Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and his Japanese counterpart, General Nakatani, in New Delhi yesterday.
I would like to thank the government of Japan for their strong expression of solidarity with India in the wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Excellency, I take this opportunity to compliment you for your immense contribution in deepening of the Indo-Japan defense relations.
Mr. Singh condemned Pakistan's state policy of cross-border terrorism against India perpetrated through state and non-state actors. Indian Navy and Defence Research and Development Organisation has successfully undertaken combat firing of the indigenously designed and developed multi-influence ground mine, MIGM. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has complimented DRDO, Indian Navy and the industry on this achievement. He said that the system would further enhance undersea warfare capabilities of the Indian Navy. MIGM system is an advanced underwater naval mine and it is designed to enhance the Indian Navy's capabilities against modern stealth ships and submarines. The Union Home Ministry has asked the states and union territories to conduct mock drills tomorrow to evaluate the civil defence preparedness. The ministry has decided to organise civil defence exercise and rehearsal across the 244 categorised civil defence districts of the country. The conduct of the exercise is planned up to the village level. The primary objective is to assess the effectiveness of air raid warning systems, operationalization of hotline or radio communication links with the Indian Air Force, as well as to test the functionality of the control rooms. The exercise also includes training of civilians and students on the civil defense aspects to protect themselves in the event of hostile attack. Besides the provision of crash blackout measures, provision for early camouflaging of vital installations, an update of the evacuation plan and its rehearsal are also included in the mock drill. The Government of India has conveyed its concerns in the strongest terms to the Canadian High Commission in New Delhi regarding the parade held in Toronto, where unacceptable imagery and threatening language were used against its leadership and Indian citizens residing in Canada. Sources said that India has once again called on the Canadian authorities to act against anti-India elements who spread hatred and advocate extremism and separatist agenda. Haryana Cabinet has approved the new excise policy in the Cabinet meeting held in Chandigarh yesterday. It has been provided in this policy that no liquor shops or theka should be directly visible from the National Highway and the State Highway. Apart from this, the liquor shops open at a reasonable distance from the main roads will not be allowed to put up any kind of advertisement or signboard. In case of violation, a fine of rupees 1 lakh will be imposed for the first time, 2 lakh for the second time, and 3 lakh rupees for the third time, after which the license of the liquor shop will be cancelled. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Gujarat, Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Saurashtra, Kutch, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Uttarakhand and West Rajasthan today. The IPL cricket match between Delhi Capitals and Sunrisers Hyderabad was abandoned due to heavy rain at the innings break in Hyderabad last night. Both teams received 1 point, but Sunrisers Hyderabad was officially knocked out of playoff contention while Delhi Capitals stayed fifth. Today, host Mumbai Indians will face Gujarat Titans at Wankhede Stadium at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.